Hi everyone, I'm so happy to be here with you. My name is Larissa Noonan and I help Witchy healers create spirit-guided businesses via ancestral healing, shadow work, ritual, and the guided curriculum. And before I begin, there's something I need to tell you. I'm about to hyperventilate right now. My heart is pounding. And I'd probably be almost anywhere, rather be almost anywhere than right here. But yet here I am to talk with you about being visible. So let's do this. And I'm going to start with a story that is also kind of a confession. Because there's this thing that happens to me every time there are eyes on me, like right now. I might be facilitating an online event or an in-person workshop, or I might just be the next person in line to share at something that I'm attending. This thing happens when I'm in a gathering of close friends, and all of a sudden, all attention is turned towards me and what I'm saying. What is that thing? I break out into hives, and it's happening right now. So here I am. This redness begins creeping from my chest up my neck. It's not uniform. That would be easier to hide. It's this blotchy white and red that is impossible to mistake, impossible to miss. I first realized that this was happening back in high school when I was a candidate at a basketball homecoming ceremony. I didn't know it at the time, but looking at pictures later, I saw this red and white patchiness filling my chest and neck. I found it ugly. I thought it was really odd, but then I kind of forgot about it. Years later, I began teaching on Zoom, and there it was again, this slow patchwork of color appearing on my chest and my neck. Did it happen in the years in between? I'm sure it did, but I just couldn't see it. Watching it happen, generally towards the beginning of whatever it was that I was doing, like now, I would become flooded with humiliation and shame. What was wrong with me? Why can't I handle having people look at me? Why does my body have to expose my insecurity and nervousness in this way? And most importantly, what is it going to take for me to heal enough to feel at ease being seen, to actually be okay being visible? When I would talk with others about this problem, they would tell me it wasn't a big deal, that, or they would say it was endearing. Neither were helpful. For me, it was a big deal, and it was most definitely not endearing. It is a big deal. So I sought healing. For years, I worked with this pattern with much shifting internally, but not much externally. As you can see, I still break in out into hives. I still feel nervous leading up to events, and I still suffer at times. Immense vulnerability hangovers, including migraines, after I present in some way. All of this just served to further cement the belief that there was something fundamentally wrong with me, some deep-seated trauma that I had yet to unearth and to resolve. I became convinced, absolutely convinced that I was a total failure, quite possibly broken beyond repair. And for a while, I nearly even gave up on my witchy business to try to find a way to make money that did not require me to ever be visible, to ever be in front of people, ever. I held firm to this belief that once I was healed, I would feel calm and centered and would no longer experience such extreme levels of anxiety and high sensation, and that my body would not continually betray me and expose me as the fraud that I must certainly be. And I must certainly be a freak fraud if I am a healer and a teacher who can't stand before others without my body freaking out. And there actually might be some truth here. Breaking out into hives does point to a level of nervous system activation that is a bit beyond what my body can tolerate without needing to discharge in some way. Recently, however, I've come to a very different understanding, another possible truth, one that isn't necessarily based in trauma or a wound that needs to be healed, nor that stems from an underlying belief that there is something wrong with me that needs to be fixed or healed. It comes from this question of what if breaking out into hives is my body's very reasonable response to being in a situation that evokes higher than usual levels of sensation within me? And what if that's actually okay? And if that's true, what if instead of seeking to heal whatever lies beneath this pattern, I can simply practice leaning into the high sensations of this moment. This perspective might seem controversial, or like I'm discounting the actual experience of trauma and the profound impact that can have on one's body and life. And yet, it's not that I don't understand the impacts of trauma. Working to resolve trauma within myself and with others has been the primary focus of my life for the past 2 decades. And on multiple levels, on the personal level, the familial level, the ancestral level, and on the cultural level. What I'm coming to realize, though, is that at some point in the healing journey, there needs to be a shift from trauma that needs to be healed and which can place one in a perpetual victim loop if we're not careful, and into some version of, hey, I'm here living in a three-dimensional world that is full of sensation, and I'm here for it all. It seems to me that one of the underlying unstated goals of most healing modalities is to get us to a place where our nervous systems aren't constantly activated into some form of sympathetic response, some form of fight, flight, or freeze, and where instead we exist mostly in a parasympathetic state and can therefore respond to the world around us with limitless equanimity and grace. And if we can't do that, then we aren't healed. And I've bought into this myth. I've completely believed that I would not be healed or okay until I was no longer so easily activated into a state of high sensation. And now I'm questioning all of that. And I'm finding myself more and more willing to be here for all of it, to entertain the possibility that this may even be why I am here, why I incarnated into this physical body, to experience the full range that is possible to be experienced through being human. All the emotions, all the feelings, all the sensations. And once I shifted out of this is something that needs to be healed and into holy fuck, being visible is a super, super high sensation thing for me, I have been able to begin to lean into and in even starting to enjoy the high sensations that teaching, speaking, marketing, being visible evoke within me, even as I break into hives. Which brings me to you and to something I wish I'd been told when I first started my witchy healing business. Allowing yourself to be seen, to be visible, is an incredibly high sensation activity, especially if you, like me, tend to be like highly sensitive, empathic, introverted. And it is absolutely normal to resist or fear this intensity, to feel paralyzed, overwhelmed, and like you want to hide under a rock. And it's also normal to wonder if there's something wrong with you that needs to be fixed or healed, especially if you've also bought into the belief that if you just do enough of your own healing, there will come a time when being visible is not scary and where it will not make you want to run away and hide forever. Or that there will come a time when you will actually feel calm and at ease doing things like marketing your work. But what if you never heal to the point where you feel calm and centered? And even more, what if healing isn't even the point? What if the point is to jump in and to lean into the high sensation of it all? And what if if the high sensation of these moments of greater exposure, because that's what visibility is, it's greater exposure, is actually a gift, the gift of an even more highly charged current of life running through you, enlivening you, expressing through you? How might you think about how might how you think about yourself change if you shifted out of I need more healing and into damn, this is intense and I'm here for it. Shifting from trauma that must be healed and into appreciating the high levels of sensation that are simply part of being visible is a crucial pivot that I guide my clients into making in right client timing, of course. And from this new vantage point, it is astounding just what becomes possible. Again, my name is Larissa Noonan, and I help witchy healers lean into the high sensations of being visible. If you'd like more, I just completed a new ebook called The Witchy Healer, where I walk you through the gateways of creating a spirit-guided business. I'll pop a link to where you can register to download that in the chat, or there will be a link below this replay for those of you who are listening afterwards. Thank you all so much.